Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I'll tell you a little story. So I didn't sleep. I mean, I told you about an hour last night just because I had a terrible headache, one that I couldn't even sleep through. It's going in my head. So I get up and I'm just pounding waters because I figured that's what it is. I'm just dehydrated because I've been flying and had been at high altitude because we were in Utah over the weekend. So I couldn't sleep. Just killing my head. And so there is a point where I go, got to give it up. I'm going to focus on what's happening forward instead of what's been happening behind me. Can't fix it. I hadn't been able to sleep, but I can't start working on the show and getting stuff ready for the week. Obviously, I'm exhausted and eyes are a little blurry, and I go in, don't have my glasses on, and I got to have an electric, because I didn't shave for like the last week or so because I hurt my mouth over here on the left side. And it's still pretty sore. Had a mouth surgery, and my lip right above the tooth, it busted and cracked and then had a big blister on it. And so you still see a little bit, but I took the shaver and accidentally shaved the scab off the lip.
Oh, that's the worst, dude.
Hurts.
It hurts real bad right now.
And was it like almost healed?
Almost.
I hate that word. It's like, oh, like one day away.
Almost. Hold on 1 second. I got to let someone in the gate or something. Hold on.
We're holding.
Where's the hold music?
I guess somebody got him.
Sing it.
Okay. So my mouth's been killing me. I have a special request from Eddie. Don't get too close on the shot this morning.
And I did not. I stayed my distance.
I did everything right, too. I kept it, kept Aquaphor on it, keeping it lubricated, keeping it, you know, so it wouldn't crack. I took medicine. I did everything. And then I shaved it off.
I can't even see it from here, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it and was
Oh, Amy, I'm trying to help him.
Why would you go, oh?
No, I didn't say, oh.
I was trying to make him feel better about it.
Amy, we can all
lying to you.
Okay, fine, Bones, we all see it.
We all see it.
I thought it was
you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I know, but Eddie was being nice and said, oh, I can't see it from over here. And Amy goes, oh, I can see it.
No,
she did go, oh.
No, I said, oh, not oh.
But even oh in that situation, oh.
Oh, don't worry, I can see it.
Anyway. Freaking hurts, and I shaved it off, and it was all healing up. And now I have to do a TV thing tomorrow evening, and I'm just praying that it's healed up enough.
You can, a little concealer.
Yeah, whatever, hurts.
Can't even see it.
Yes, you can.
With it, Amy.
I know you can see it. I'm not an idiot.
No, you really can't. Like, I can't even see it from here, seriously.
Well, if I do this.
Nope.
Can't see it.
Can't see it.
That is the truth.
Can't see it.
That's the truth.
It's freaking killing me, though. It's right above the tooth, too.
I feel like.
And so it's like all sore and stupid.
You need to put numbing cream on it. Then you won't feel it at all.
Don't eat a cheeseburger because that'll open it back up. You know, when you like.
I already opened it back up by shaving it off.
Well, that's true.
So that happened, and I'm stupid. And that's showbiz, you know?
Yep.
That's showbiz, baby. The big story that I saw this morning in my personal line were 6 players and 1 coach were suspended in the NBA 2K League where they were like gambling on, and like, you can't do that.
Do what?
In these professional NBA 2K leagues.
Oh.
You play video games.
Oh. But we can.
We can, because we're not professional
players. I thought you were talking about your 2K league. I was like,
we got popped?
You can gamble on those. We all gamble. Well, we put
$5.
We put money in as like our league dues, and whomever wins.
Got it.
You know how pissed I would be if we got in trouble for $5? Mm-hmm. Like, what if they came back and be like, oh, any gambling's gambling. You got to go to jail for 2 days.
What? Yeah, that'd be weird. controversy brewing in the NBA 2K League. 6 players and a coach have been indefinitely disqualified over violations of the league's gambling and fantasy rules. I don't know. They caught them cheating, I guess.
Dang.
Or gambling or like throwing games. I'm not sure, but that's from ESPN. Saw that. I did see, because Eddie picked up the Pistons in our league. I looked last night. You're 0-7.
I have not won a game. And I'm trying.
I know.
I'm trying hard.
Maybe you get Shaq in the draft, the 92 draft.
No, I think you're going to get that one. How many draft picks do you got? You got like 10 draft picks coming up.
Trying to get Shaq next
year. Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah. $100,000 lottery winner bought 3 more tickets to celebrate and won another $300,000.
Awesome.
You'll be happy, Lunchbox.
That should give you hope.
No, it does give me hope. I'm just like, I can't believe people have all the luck.
No, they don't. These are different people.
No, it's the same person, Eddie.
No, but he means like all the people that we talk about over time.
Because we talk about people every day.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
70-year-old woman.
Wow. Oh. Late in life.
An unidentified Delaware woman bought 3 scratch-offs on the way home from cashing in a $100,000 winning ticket. One of those tickets was a $300,000 winner.
That's insane.
So she turned around, went back to the lottery office, and collected it.
That's dang. Amazing.
She's like, hey, guys, I'm back. Oh, did you get your purse? No, I won. Another $250,000, a little more than that. Police find a missing boy in Canada after being gone for 2 months.
Oh.
Were you telling me the story about the kid they found years later, the teacher? Were we talking about this on the show?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
We did? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the one with the teacher... It wasn't in an inappropriate relationship. He used to date the teacher's daughter and just lived with the teacher, though. But the teacher lied when authorities said, have you seen him? I can't believe they didn't surveillance the house, but that's crazy.
The search for a missing Florida boy is over after he was found far from home. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police announced this weekend that a 12-year-old, JoJo Morales, was found in New Brunswick. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says a tip came in from someone who saw JoJo and his father at Walmart. Miami-Dade police say JoJo was not hurt and is in good health. His father, grandfather, and grandmother were arrested.
Okay, so it was like
took him from his mom. Yeah. Custody battle, yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
Yep.
JoJo had been missing for 2 months, was the subject of an Amber Alert, and here's where it says it at the end. His father and mother were involved in a custody battle. Yep. That is from NBC Miami. Boy, they ran far.
Mm-hmm.
Canada. From Florida.
It's and grandma ways. And grandpa were involved. Usually it's just a rogue, hey, I'm going to take him.
Dang. That's like cold and stuff up there. Keeps good. Utah was cold, and it wasn't even cold. I've never been skiing before, ever. I didn't go skiing this weekend. Yeah, I guess it's not ski season. I don't think I would have gone skiing. But there's a lot of slopes. Is that what it called? Slopes?
Yeah, slopes, yeah. Man.
Slopes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Where we were, and you could see them all, but I never done that before. And they were like, oh, we'll come back. I just don't think I would do it.
You're scared of getting hurt?
At this point, not just worth
older.
It.
You can do the bunny hop.
The bunny slope?
The bunny slope, not the bunny hop. That's like a dance.
Bunny hop's a dance, yeah.
Well, I meant the bunny hill.
I could do the bunny hop.
You won't get hurt that way.
Yeah, it's just like right now, I feel like my career is finally at a good place where I don't need to like tear a leg because it'll set me back.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is. And so I'm all good. One of my friends I was talking to we flew back yesterday and I saw him on the flight from Salt Lake City to Nashville. And he was talking about how he had been skiing growing up and his husband had never been. And so he took him up to the top of one of the slopes, not a big one. It was like, you'll be fine. And then he wasn't fine and he couldn't get down. And so it took like 3 hours to get down and he had to like roll down.
Can you not take that lift back down?
I don't think it goes down.
It doesn't?
I don't think so.
Well, how do they?
Eventually it does,
but you can't get on it. No, you have to. And once you've started skiing.
I think it drops you off and then it just goes
down. Guys, there's no way that the only solution is to roll down. There's just no way.
Emergency ski people can come and take you down.
Yeah, people can come and get you. Man, I don't know enough about it because I've never been, but Okay. I don't know why you
it's
just wouldn't get it.
Funny that he was just like, all right, I'll just
go. Because I'd be like, once it drops someone off, just jump on the chair. It has to go back down and get people, right?
No, because you get off the lift and your skis start going, and then you immediately go to the left or the right, whichever path you're going to take, and you start going downhill. There's no way to get back up to the lift.
Oh, you're saying you can't climb back up in your skis?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No. Or take those things off and walk.
And then it's way higher. You would have to, like, you know,
there's, I mean, I don't know anything. I've never been skiing. I don't know anything about it.
I'm not in this argument because I don't. And I think it's funny that Lunchbox is arguing and he's never been either.
Well, I just, I read Curious George and he goes skiing and he gets on the lift and
to go up.
Yeah. And then he climbs back up a pole to go back up. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, so George does it. George is a monkey, right?
In this, yes, in fiction. It's a monkey.
So I don't know. I mean, I've been on I've gone skiing with my family before and been on things that I was not equipped for, and I had to just scoot my way down, and it was miserable. It was what it was. You just have to suck it up.
Suck it up.
I went down and they had, I'd done ski school, so they tell you to do a little pizza wedge to slow down.
Yep.
But I was taking it down like one of those high jumpers, like straight down. I wasn't weaving left and right. And the end, you know, where the hot cocoa shops and all the skiers was getting close quick. And I was like, oh my gosh, I tried a pizza, but my legs were just straightening out. I could not slow down. And then finally just gravity just kind of slowed me down gradually. But in my mind, I was like, I'm going to run into the entire town.
Terrible ending to that story.
Would it have been better if I would have just ran into everyone?
Well, yes. Something other than, well, then gravity gradually slowed me down and it was worked pretty calm.
Because I'm saying, eventually, you can go down, it'll slow you down. Like, just because you see the town doesn't mean you're going to run into
I don't know. I watched those skiers in the Olympics, and they don't slow down. They crash right into the wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was no wall.
Oh.
There's a pizza shop.
Just people walking down.
There's a third episode of a 6-part series on the Bobbycast called Unsigned and Independent. Kevin O'Connell hosts it, aka Kickoff Kevin. So go search the Bobbycast. This week is Charlie Reynolds. She has over 3,000 followers on TikTok and 100,000 on Instagram. Doesn't have a label yet, and he's talking with her about that, like having some success here, but not success yet here, and you know her path to making it in music. So check out the Bobbycast. There's a new episode of Unsigned and Independent with Kevin O'Connell. So there you go. I did see Luke Bryan brought out Governor DeSantis in Florida, and I can't believe how big this story has gotten, so much so that Luke had to release a statement. Okay. Everybody, it's okay if somebody likes someone you don't like. That's it. That's the whole statement.
Period.
Period.
It's okay. It's not like he brought out R. Kelly. He brought out the governor of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And if you agree or disagree politically, you have the right to do so. You do.
But he knows that too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he knows, like, he's bringing out someone that's going to have...
And, you know, it was hurricane relief, they're raising money, but still, you know, if you bring out someone that's partisan, you're going to have people that don't agree with you in the same way speak out. You guys, shut up. Shut up. Because you weren't complaining whenever, like, Beto comes out with Harry Styles or Casey Musgraves or so. Shut up, everybody. Shut up. I don't care if you like him or not. He didn't bring out a felon who's doing. He brought out. I'm going to do a bit of speculation here. He brought out probably somebody that he aligns with politically to do something positive for the community and the state that he was in right there. And so I felt bad for him. And he put out a statement. I typically don't respond to stuff when I'm getting run on social media. Governor DeSantis is a very polarizing figure, but I grew up in a country where if a governor asks you if they can come and raise awareness to help victims of natural disaster, you help. I've generally stayed out of politics throughout my career. I knew people would chatter about this. But for me, the more important piece was if I'm going to come back out there in a few weeks after a large portion of people have been affected by a natural disaster, this felt right. I'm paraphrasing a bit. Raise awareness. Have a little fun. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'll be outdoors with my boys. Enjoy Sunday. Go Dogs.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with what everybody, with what anybody else feels or thinks when it comes to stuff like this. There's no reason to try to cancel somebody. So that's all. I saw that and felt bad for Luke that happened. That's it. Second thing was the hammer attack at the Pelosi house.
Oh, my gosh.
What is happening? That's ridiculous.
No, but what's happening is this, right? These are all the symptoms. And then eventually something like this happens. Everybody just hates out openly and they make people targets and they... Crazy dude breaks into the house looking for Nancy Pelosi. She ain't there. So
he almost killed her husband.
So starts attacking her husband. If the husband hadn't been smart enough and aware enough to call 911 and talk secretly to them, they wouldn't have got there. because he had him on. He's talking outwardly to let them know without him being on the phone. But again, this is the kind of political environment that we live in. And you know who made it like this? Our politicians.
Yeah.
They're the ones who made it this toxic. So those stories aren't the same, but they are in the way of there's no reason to turn it to 11 or in the, I mean, I don't even know what number you'd put the Pelosi hammer attack
on. Gosh.
I mean, that's just
off the chart.
But when you're always publicly looking for the biggest platform ever to spew ugliness, hatred, eventually crazies are going to take that message and go do something about it. And so that happened there. I hate to see it. Glad nobody died. Glad he's going to be okay, it sounds like. He's an old man, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm bouncing back from a hammer attack tomorrow. Imagine if I'm 80.
No, he's had like so many surgeries to repair his skull.
The same thing with Luke and the governor of Florida. You don't have to agree with it. That's cool.
And that's fine.
That's cool. Dude, you don't agree with it. Great. It's not your concert. You didn't buy tickets to it. What are you doing to raise relief for flood?
That's my question.
Yeah.
And now you're shifting the highlight of like now it's all focusing on that when really the focus should be on, oh, wow, look at people. Maybe even if they don't align politically, but they're coming together for the greater good of, well.
Hey, Fantasyland.
Bob Marley did that.
Yeah,
Fantasyland.
They got shot at.
Okay,
fine. I'll live in Fantasyland, but one can hope.
Mm-hmm.
Like come together to support people that have just had complete devastation in their state.
And all you people that are mad about that, did you get mad again whenever someone from the other side came out with an artist? No, you probably didn't get mad. Okay, so it's not about you disagreeing with somebody political coming out during a concert. You just disagree because it wasn't your side. That's all it is. So justice for Luke is what I say.
Yeah.
Justice
for Luke.
He's okay. But it's just annoying. America's a bunch of wusses now when it comes to just people are searching out reasons to get outraged. I can't wait to tell you what's happening to me right now. Can't tell you right now.
What?
But I can't wait to tell you what's happening to me right now.
I'll check back on...
Eddie, you already know what it is. You just don't know that it's happening.
Yeah, but there... I just don't... Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
So what is it?
Well, you... It's a... we'll just call it a piece of content that I did. And you saw it even before I did it.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. All right. That's all I got.
Yeah, and people... Some people are upset by it.
Yeah, they're going to get upset.
I can show it to you, Amy, if you want to see it.
Is it something that... Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I think maybe...
What in the world are you guys talking about?
Dave, don't worry about it. You'll find out.
Who did?
You'll find out.
I think you did.
Oh.
But I haven't seen it.
I'll give you a brief overview. At my last show, mm-hmm. Comedically Inspirational, I do the whole show. It's an hour and a half or so. And at the end, I say, hey, they've never let me host the CMAs. I've been told I've been blackballed. Like 17 times. Been up. Hey, let me do it. They never say yes. I said, so I'm going to do like I'm doing hosting the CMAs. This is what I would do. And so Mike and I that morning had written a whole monologue. And so...
It's good, dude.
So we turned the lights off. All the screens came on, said CMA Awards. I introduced myself. Hey, now, you're hosting CMAs. Bye, boss. And I come out and I do jokes about artists.
Oh, okay. And what are people mad about?
Well, some
the jokes about the artists.
Yeah, man, they're good. They're good jokes.
Oh,
I mean,
they're good jokes.
The artists are mad.
Who's mad?
The artists don't know about those jokes.
See,
they do now.
I don't even think the artists would be mad. I think it's their people get mad for them when you don't like
both.
You haven't heard it.
Both.
Oh, I don't know.
I wasn't doing anything purposefully malicious. I just people in this community get way offended to even get. Like messed with a little bit in a funny way.
Well, yeah. Look at Will Smith.
What?
Yeah. I'm talking about this community.
No, especially. I get it. No, I get it.
Nobody gets Will up. Smith, like, you know what I do to my friends? I give them a hard time. I make fun of them.
That's true because you love them.
Yes.
They're your friends.
And so I did a whole set talking about people in country music and I even heard that somebody wanted to beat me up.
Dang.
One of the artists?
Which one?
Or their label?
I have a guess.
I mean, I have a guess too.
A solid guess.
One of them, there's no way he would think it was. I think that he would maybe be
but it's
flattered.
Maybe.
One of them.
Huh?
I just send you the video if you want to watch it.
Yeah, I'd like to see what. Is it that bad?
What? No. I honestly didn't. And you know what? I ran the jokes by. I wasn't going to do them in any sort of rehearsal because I thought in case somebody has a phone. And I really wanted to, because we had written them that day. We don't know if they're funny or not. They're funny to Mike and I. However, it's a whole different thing. I've written jokes I think are hilarious, and you tell them on stage, and people just kind of laugh. You're like, maybe I didn't say it right. Maybe it isn't as funny as I thought. So, but I didn't want to do it in case people recorded it. And so I did it live, and it's out there. And
you want me to send it to them?
Do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't share it, though.
Yeah, don't share this, dude.
Okay.
I did reach out to only one person to be like, hey, are you cool with this joke?
Beforehand?
Nah.
Or after?
I would never ask before. Never.
I was just clarifying.
Yeah. It was Dan.
Oh.
Because I did two jokes about them.
He was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He messed with me. I sent
him. Here it is. Got it.
Don't watch it now.
Oh.
Don't watch it now.
The audio's.
The audio.
You put headphones on, hear him laugh.
He may not laugh, though. I mean, I think it's funny.
Yeah, it's true.
He will.
I don't have the thing in my barber.
Oh, you'll think it's hilarious.
Amy, can I borrow your little headphones?
Well, we're about to wrap anyway. I got to go to a meeting. But I sent Dan a message because the joke about, I act like everybody was in the audience as I'm doing it. Just like,
oh, because it's the CMAs. Right. Got it. I was like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so with Dan,
you'd point at people?
And I'd pull, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yes, that's what I did. And they'd go up on the screen behind me and you see them in the video, like they're sitting in the crowd. And with Dan, I said, hey, nominated for Duo of the Year, Dan and Shay. You may know they have a really catchy song called 10,000 Hours. Ironically, also the same amount of time it took for Dan to do his hair because he has really long hair, right? Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. And then.
You think that's funny?
And then I said.
Well, he's getting to the punchline.
Well, that was
a part, one of
part of it, but it's not the funniest one.
That's one of them.
And then I said.
Oh my gosh.
Dan looks like. I'm trying to remember this. If you mixed a male model with someone selling CBD from their basement. And then it's, you know, that's what he looks like, long-haired guy.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. But
people are mad about that.
No. That's not the one they're mad about.
That is not. That's why, no. I think that's why he's sharing that one is because it's.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
The easy
one. So why won't you share it? I'm confused. Like,
well, I was going to do it. I was going to be like, this is, if I were doing the CMAs in a week and a half, this is the monologue that I would do. I know they spend weeks preparing that thing. Mike and I did it in like 4 hours. Less than that. And.
So wait, oh, this is gonna be good.
But
go to the CMAs in a week, I need to have my camera ready.
No.
For confrontations and stuff.
Nope.
No. I don't think so. It's not out.
But you said people are mad.
It's been leaked.
That people are threatening to beat you up.
Yeah.
But you know that it's not. Do you think they've seen the footage or they hear from one person
the
joke? You know, because then the joke gets worse and worse. Like it could.
Telephone.
Yeah. You know how things evolve.
Telephone.
And then you don't know what they're hearing, what you said.
Have you heard all the jokes? Have you heard all of them?
Uh huh.
Almost all of them.
You told me the There's one in particular that I already think would be the bad one.
Yeah, for sure, dude. I know that.
Everybody else has said that there are certain ones. Everybody else was affected differently by different jokes.
Really?
Right.
Okay. I did like a 10 person sample. Of people, friends or artists I did mention, friends that are artists that aren't in country music in Nashville, people like in the business, and been like, hey, what do you, you know, and then most everybody was offended or not offended by different things.
Oh.
I
wasn't offended by any of them.
You weren't, you were laughing the whole time. You encouraged me to do it, and so I did.
Well, because
you always got to have someone.
Yeah, it's a really, that's the thing. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's honestly, they were jokes.
At the end of the day, it is a joke.
Man, I really want to watch this right now.
We'll be done here. Here's what I said. I sent this to my agent. I said, hey, I'm not sharing this publicly, but here's this video. I said, hey, is there anything cancelable here?
That's what they really want to see.
And he said, not at all. You never crossed the line.
Hey.
And then I said, in your opinion, what do you think I should do with it? He said, it's funny and completely harmless. And anybody that gets upset needs to grow a pair.
That's fantastic. Oh. Mm.
But so anyway, maybe one day it'll come out, but I'm already dealing with the struggle right now.
Make sure, since Lunchbox has it, make sure he doesn't leak it.
Don't sell it to TMZ.
Yes. Don't act like you're better than that.
Yeah, he tried to sell a picture of Sam Hunt once.
Yeah, I did. No, I tried. They wanted it. They were barking up my tree. They were harassing me.
Okay, I think we're done here.
His don't, version of stories. Just
don't.
No, they were.
No, they were calling me every 5 minutes.
Leak the video. Don't send the video out. Do you have it too?
No.
Lunchbox, say you won't.
I don't think so.
He hasn't said anything. Every time he say that, he's been like.
Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't know how to leak it.
What do you mean? Just post it somewhere.
Or just text it to somebody.
Record it.
Yeah, just don't.
Save it.
Just don't send it anywhere.
So I shouldn't like go to a restaurant and airdrop it?
No.
They wouldn't know what to do with that. Okay, it doesn't matter.
That's a leak.
All right, I got to go. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Hope you have an awesome day. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, and we'll see you Tuesday. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.